This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's taking place with our trade in the grains today?
Hey, good morning. We got a little bit mixed bag. We got the corn market trading a couple cents higher overnight and this morning at the beginning of the trade. The wheat market's trading about 7 higher in a Chicago wheat. KC wheat's up about 4 to 5 cents. Minneapolis wheat's up 3.5 to 4 cents. Beans are, on the other hand, RO seeing a little bit of pressure down a couple cents as we begin the day's trade.
When we talk about world issues and events, we already had one war that was taking place in the Middle East, and now the leadership has been toppled in Syria. What has that done for the crude oil, Jim? Has that moved the price at all here in recent days?
It has brought it back up. I mean, the crude oil had kind of sold back down to the long, short-term trend line here just about 4 days ago. That would have put the January crude oil went all the way down to about 66.98. Now we have worked our way back on these Jan crude oil closer to 69.50 here today. So you can see we are putting supreme war premium back in. Like you said, you had this conflict going on between Israel and Iran and Hezbollah. Now with Syria essentially falling, it's added a little bit more volatility to the Middle East. We still have what's going on between the, obviously Russia and the Ukraine. So yes, the uncertainty of the world is definitely there, and that is giving us a little bit of a bid under the market. We're watching the demand out of China. China is very worried about the potential trade war with President Trump. They both are kind of been pushing back each other, saying that, it's not good for each other to do it, but it looks like this could happen. China had been worried about their debt to GDP. There's stories out of China now saying that is not going to be a problem. They're not going to worry about the debt. They are going to do everything they can to stimulate the economy to defend themselves against a trade war.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
March corn up 1¾ at 450¾. January soybeans down 1¼ at 993½. January soybean meal down 20 cents at 291.80. January soybean oil down 41 cents at 42.31. On the Merck, December live cattle up 2 cents at 189.87. January feeder cattle down 37 cents at 256.95. February lean hogs up 17 cents at 84.75. February pork cutout down 52 cents at 93.87. Class 3 milk down 3 pennies at 18.80. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.